All right, Andy. It's very much the result. A lot of people were predicting Leinster dominant. What's your first take on it?
They definitely were dominant, Rob. I thought we had an opening exchange there, which was in the process of giving us a bit of confidence. Pretty much the first time they touched the footy, they ran 75 metres and scored, and all of a sudden all of that dominance that we'd had and the pressure we'd exerted was just released, and they seemed to just go from strength to strength from there. But the message is pretty simple. Game of footy is about tackling and wanting to tackle and wanting to win physical battles, and when you don't do that, it's very hard to win a game of football.
Would you have frustrations with that early possible yellow card for Keenan? I know it's ridiculous when you're well beaten to be complaining about a referee, but there was a tackle in there.
That result's beyond a referee decision. Reality again, though, we had 10 minutes with 14 men against 15 men in blue, and we had 10 minutes with 13 men against 15 men in blue, and they're hard enough 15 on 15, so we didn't help ourselves with those things, and it was just another area of the game that really hurt us here today.
Yeah, just to double down on that, both of those yellow cards were majorly avoidable, I guess, from our perspective. Would you agree with that, and is it something that's going to be an off-season work for Connacht at this stage?
Yeah, I think there was, as you say, one was a sloppy technique, and one was just a sloppy entry, and it was brainless, to be honest with you. So those things kill you, mate. They're always work-ons. We talk about red penalties and making sure that the blokes are more accurate, but why do people give away penalties? And sometimes it's the pressure of the moment and maybe the inability to think clearly under so much pressure. And when a team like Leinster applies that much pressure on you, sometimes you do get those brainless moments. But you're right, we need to fix it.
If it had been a one-leg fixture, Connacht could have come away with an awful lot of positives from taking a side like Leinster to within 5 points at Sportsground. How much of that has been erased by what happened today?
Oh, it's hard to see the positives out of that at this point in time. But again, it's a pretty fair reflection on the way our season's gone. We have games of really positive, great positivity and really good performances, and then we have games where, like today, it just seems to fall away. So that's something we definitely need to address, Rob. The way the season currently sits, we've got three games left. What's really important is we don't finish with that performance in mind. We need to finish on a high, and I think it's important now we get across to South Africa and try and do that.
Just a quick question, Jack. Obviously, it was a day where Connacht could measure themselves against the best, and the scoreline would be really disappointing for you guys, I'd imagine.
Similar to what Friendly said, I suppose. If you're not winning collisions and making your tackles, you're going to make it very difficult for ourselves, like not getting any of their bodies on the ground at their breakdown, being too chesty in collisions, and they were things that we did last week, and the game was a lot easier. We didn't give them entry, and I suppose they tightened up their D. We were still able to punch through, but then our breakdown, we just weren't killing any bodies to ground, and then they had numbers across the line, and I think, as Friendly said, you make it quite difficult for yourselves if you don't, I think, win collisions and have a physicality about you.
It was the start you wanted, though. I mean, you nearly got ahead in the game. Obviously, that kick got away from you. Do you think that set you back, the fact that you missed those opportunities? Would it have weighed on the group in those early stages?
Yeah, I think maybe, get that kick, you go 1 point up in the on points. I think if you look back on the try then, look, any of the times we put ourselves in trouble was we just defended individually or we went off script, and if you look back on that, I think Faz bites in, which in turn the lads, I have to bite in, and then Leinster just pick you off on that. They're great at taking corners and just taking the next corner and passing on. They make it look simple, but if we win collisions in defence, they don't get that. So I think if we kicked that point, we wouldn't have went a point ahead. You know, might have put a few question marks in their heads, but unfortunately we didn't.
Jack, most people say this team, this final one for me, most people say Leinster the best team in Europe. Connacht fans will look at this today and look at how far Connacht are off that. How far do you think Connacht are off this level? What has to be done to kind of bridge it?
I think the main thing for us, you know, we have a performance like last week where we were there, win collisions, like we just were there, you know what I mean? And I think today you can see the contrast, as Friendly said, that kind of typifies where we're at. You know, we've the highs of a good performance last week, but we were disappointed with, I suppose, result, and then we come with confidence into this week, and then we don't really fire a shot, kind of. That was the disappointing thing. So I think over the next three games, that's something that we need to, well, something that we've been looking at all year, and we can't really seem to put a finger on it. So I thought we had it last week and we'd kind of, you know, went a step forward, but I think today we went maybe two steps back.